Welcome to the Best of 50 Days of Prosperity, Volume 1. I'm George Pearson, Senior Pastor of Eagle Mountain International Church. We have a great lesson today at Believers Academy. It's called Making Withdrawals from Our Heavenly Account. Now, most of us know how to make deposits and withdrawals from a bank account on earth, but have you considered that you have a bank account in heaven? We're going to teach you how to access, here on earth, your treasure that's laid up in heaven. Now, I've put together the complete 50 Days of Prosperity series, plus other study aids. You can locate these directly under the video. I'm glad you're studying with us. Feel free at any time during this presentation to pause the teaching, to look up scripture. You can make notes, even rewind. So, are you ready? Let's go to the Bank of Heaven and learn how to make a withdrawal from our heavenly account. I'm Pastor George Pearsons, Senior Pastor here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries at Eagle Mountain International Church. And that is the direction that the Lord gave us for these 2 weeks together. If you haven't been watching the broadcast, you can go to kcm.org and you can get caught up in what we've been teaching. The Lord gave us instruction to take these 10 days or 2 weeks together, the Monday through Fridays, to teach specifically on the topic of financial prosperity. These are things that my mother and father-in-law, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, have imparted into my life all of these years, really, since I started listening to them in 1975 and then began working for the ministry here in 1976. A few months ago, the Lord impressed me to declare Prosperity Month at Eagle Mountain International Church. And that's the same thing that he did with these broadcasts. He says, you call them 10 Days of Prosperity, and that you take these people and you intensely immerse them in the Word of God. Take varying topics of prosperity, specifically financial, go through one each day, and then they can go back and study these out. My notes are available to you on kcm.org, pastors, ministers, and those of you that just want to continue to study so many of the scriptures that I'm not able to share with you. I've outlined them on each one of these messages. Go to the website, click on to the sweet spot to where it says Pastor's Notes, and you can get these notes for yourself. And so today, we're going to be talking about making withdrawals from your heavenly account. Take a look at Philippians. Philippians, the fourth chapter, and we're going to start here and take a look at this starting in verse 14. Paul is talking to the Philippians, and he's saying to them, notwithstanding you've well done that you've communicated in my affliction, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. And that's what we're going to look at today, this idea of the fruit abounding to your account. There are bank accounts on earth and there are bank accounts in heaven. Let me talk about the bank accounts on earth, first of all. You've got to understand that it is not against the will of God for you to have a bank account or a number of bank accounts unless you store them up and you never obey Him and do what He tells you to do with it. But listen, let me give you a couple of scriptures that proves out this idea, biblically, of earthly bank accounts. Philemon 1:18 from the Amplified, if he's done any wrong in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account. So the Apostle Paul had an account. In John 12:6 in the Amplified, Judas had the bag, the money box, the purse of the 12. So there was an account that Jesus had. In 2 Chronicles 31:11, Hezekiah commanded the people to prepare chambers, or in the Hebrew, the word chambers is the word storehouses, in the house of the Lord. So you can have earthly accounts, just don't put your trust in them. But we must also understand that we have accounts in heaven, and these accounts are not subject to theft, to ruin, to corruption, or to the economic conditions of any kind. In Luke 12:33, it says that we have a treasure in heaven that fails not. So many people do not realize that they have bank accounts in heaven. They don't realize, I've got one. I've got a bank account in the bank of heaven, and it's huge. It's a huge account. The Philippians had a bank account in the bank of heaven. It says in one of the translations in verse 15, no church but yours went into partnership and opened an account with us. That's pretty cool. They didn't open an account with us. They opened their account by their giving. Let me read a couple of other translations to this. In verse 17, it says, not that I seek or am eager for a gift, this is amplified, but I do seek and I am eager for the fruit which increases to your credit, the harvest of blessing that is accumulating to your account. Another translation says, I seek fruit which accrues to your account. Yet another, I am anxious to see the abundant returns placed to your account. Another, I'm anxious for the interest that accumulates to your divine account. Another, I seek for the profit which increases to your account. And yet another, what I value most is the interest that is mounting up in your account. So you might be wondering, well, you know, I don't remember opening an account in heaven. Oh, yes, you did. When the Philippians began to give to the Apostle Paul, they opened up an account. Just as we had read, they opened up their account through their giving. You do the same thing. You open your account up through your tithing, Malachi 3:10. You open up your account through investing into the gospel, Mark 10:29 and 30, talking about the hundredfold return. You open that account by giving to the poor, Proverbs 19:17. Those that give to the poor lend to the Lord, and He will repay them. And we give as a praise to God. That's another way that we, or the Bible might talk about laying up treasures in heaven. We store up in that account. So you have an account. If you are a tither and a sower, you have an account in the bank of heaven. You've got an account there. But the question is, how do we make withdrawals from this account? I'm going to read something to you, first of all, about Kenneth and Gloria. And what I'm going to be saying from this point in the broadcast on is exactly what they did. It's exactly what Kenneth and Gloria did. And I'm going to give you an outline that you're going to be able to follow in making withdrawals. You know, there is a way to make withdrawals from your bank account. I know that at my bank, I have a particular way that I fill out the paperwork and I go and I present that to the teller and she gives me the bank that's out of my account. And I know that in my earthly account, I've got money in that, praise God, I've got money in that earthly account. The commanded blessing of the Lord, Deuteronomy 28 tells us, is upon our storehouses. And so that's talking also about our storehouses here on earth. So I receive the commanded blessing and the multiplication in my storehouses. And so there's a certain way that I can go to my bank and that I can make withdrawals from that account. Well, there are certain ways that you can go to your bank and that you can make certain withdrawals from that bank and do certain things. But listen to this. I'm going to read something to you, and this is based upon what Brother Copeland wrote in the Laws of Prosperity book and also in the CD series that he taught many years ago about the Laws of Prosperity. I wrote this for myself and I put it together and I've used it when I teach along these lines. But listen to this. Kenneth and Gloria at the time were living in Tulsa. Brother Copeland was a preacher without a place to preach, driving a worn out car with 95,000 hard miles. They had children to take care of and college to pay for, and up to this point, their financial track record was not good at all. They owed people with no apparent way to ever pay them back. Maybe you know somebody in that condition. Maybe you're in that condition today. Well, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Smile. Be encouraged today that the Lord is speaking to you, telling you how to make withdrawals from your heavenly account. They owed people with no apparent way to ever pay them back. But after hearing Kenneth E. Hagin preach about faith from Mark 11:23, they decided to take action. They gathered all of their debts. Now, follow this closely. They gathered all of their debts. They listed every person and the amount that they owed. Then they calculated in great detail what it would take for them to operate their household. They included a 15% pad in the budget for extras. They determined what they needed in their immediate future. All of this information was written on paper in a formal prayer of agreement. Days went by before they signed their names to that agreement. They prayed. They fasted. They repented before God for not being a good representation of the Lord Jesus Christ. They agreed together, according to Romans 13:8, that they would never borrow another dime. They committed to God that they would pay back everyone they owed. They continued to make deposits in their heavenly account by faithfully tithing and sowing seed. They released their faith and acted upon their opportunity to make a withdrawal from their account in heaven. This process took time. It took effort. It took prayer. It took focus. It took diligence. It took them bearing into it and leaning into it and not letting go of that goal that they had to have all of those debts paid. And they were pressing in and receiving a withdrawal from their heavenly account. They saturated themselves in God's Word and cut off every voice of the world. No TV, no newspapers, just the Word of God. But praise God, 12 months from that time, every debt was paid in full and every need was completely met. What I'm about to give to you right now is exactly what they did. And what I like to call it, I call it a 7-point Bank of Heaven withdrawal. A 7-point Bank of Heaven withdrawal. It is, if you will, a withdrawal strip, a withdrawal slip of how you can make a withdrawal from your heavenly account in heaven. Do you want to know how to do that? All right, get your pen and paper or go online, get the notes, but I'm going to go hard and fast on this one. But you need to really, and Terry and I, we follow this. We follow this as well. This is not some dry formula. This is a Holy Spirit-inspired word from God about how to take people step by step through the process of faith. Number one, decide the amount that you need. Now, that's what Kenneth and Gloria did. They decided the amount that they needed in their household. They said, be exact and single-minded upon it. Write it down, list out all of the needs that you have, list out the debts, list out the desires. And the scripture that we use for this is James 1:5-8. Be single-minded about this. You're making a withdrawal from your heavenly account. So be single-minded about it. Number two, get in agreement with people of like faith. Matthew 18:19-20. This is so important. Husbands and wives, there is no greater agreement on earth than the agreement between a husband and a wife. When Terry and I got married, and Brother Copeland performed that marriage in August of 1977, I remember so well these things that he said when he said to us, there is no greater agreement than a husband and a wife together. That is an impenetrable shield. The devil cannot get through. But when a husband and a wife are in strife with each other, that's the open door for the devil to step in. So you get in agreement with each other. You get in agreement with one another. And if you're not married, you get in agreement with somebody in faith. If you don't know somebody in faith, you call the prayer line at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We'll put the number up for you right now. And you call that prayer line and you say, look, I need to be in agreement with somebody. And that person on the other side of the line, our wonderful anointed prayer ministers, they will get in agreement with you according to the Word of God. So get in agreement with people of like faith. You know, Terry and I, a number of years ago, we had a beautiful home. And the Lord spoke to us to sow that home, to sow it. And when she first mentioned it to me, she said, George, what do you think about the Lord having us give this house? 2 years later, I answered her. Seriously, it took me 2 years to pray it through. but I remember the day that it dropped down into my heart that we were to give this. We were actually on a plane taking off from a meeting that we were in Bournemouth, England. And we were taking off that day to come back home. And on the takeoff, it exploded on the inside of me. The Spirit of God just exploded. And I turned to Terry and I said, it's time to give that home. And we locked into agreement with each other and we sowed that home. We paid it off first and then we sowed it. And we believe God. And that's the way Terry and I have been. We have prayers of agreement that go back to before we were married. And I've kept them all. I keep all my stuff. And we look back at those from time to time and just rejoice at the goodness of God. There is nothing more powerful than people getting in agreement in faith with each other. And so you get in agreement. Number three, claim what you need by faith. Claim what you need by faith. And that's the withdrawal. That's the withdrawal from heaven that you're looking for. You claim it. You make a withdrawal from heaven according to Mark 11:23 and 24. And you tell the Lord, Father, I make a heavenly withdrawal right now of the finances that we need from our heavenly account. Do it. Do it. If you sow, you've got a heavenly account. If you tithe, you've got an account in heaven. And so you claim what you need. You withdraw that amount from the bank of heaven. Number four, you bind the devil and his forces. That's according to Matthew 18:18. You say, Satan, take your hands off of my money. You release it and let it go. And that provides free access for God to be able to get that to you. So you bind the devil and his forces. Number five, you loose the angels to go get it. Ministering spirits, go get my money. You send them to the bank of heaven. You go to the teller and you make a withdrawal from the bank of heaven. According to Hebrews 1:4, those are ministering spirits sent to minister on behalf of those that are heirs of salvation. Ministering spirits, you go get my money right now. Number six, you continually praise God for it. Psalm 34:1, continually praise God. And that keeps your faith on a high level. It keeps the answer before you and it keeps you in a place of receiving from the Lord. You just continually praise God for it. These are things that Kenneth and Gloria have done. These are things that Terry and I have done. And these are the things that you need to do in order to make that withdrawal from heaven and to see those finances come into your household. And then finally, according to James 3:16 and Mark 11:25 and 26, you avoid strife and unforgiveness. That'll shut it down. That will shut down the ability of God to be able to get that to you and to get it into your hands. Let me repeat, you have an account in heaven. Let me repeat, the account is full and waiting on you to be able to make that withdrawal from your heavenly account. I'm just prompted of the Spirit of God right now to go back through this list one more time. Back through it with you one more time. Let's do it again. This is what Kenneth and Gloria Copeland did to make a withdrawal on those finances that got them out of debt and into a place to where they are yet today in walking in God's financial provision. Number one, decide on the amount that you need. Be exact and be single-minded on it. You make the decision on the amount that's needed. Number two, get in agreement with people of like faith. That agreement is an impenetrable shield. Number three, claim what you need by faith. Make that withdrawal by faith. You make the withdrawal with the words of your mouth. Father, I make a withdrawal from my heavenly account now in Jesus' name. You bind the devil and his forces. Satan, you take your hands off of my money in the name of Jesus. Now, the scripture verse for the first point was James 1:5-8. The scripture verse for the second one was Matthew 18:19-20. The scripture verse for number three was Mark 11:23-24. The scripture verse for number four is Matthew 18:18. Number five, Hebrews 1:4, loose the angels to go get it. Ministering spirits, you go get my withdrawal now in the name of Jesus. Number six, continually praise God for it. Father, I praise you and I thank you. I have by faith made a withdrawal from my heavenly account. And Lord, I thank you for the finances. I thank you for the provision. I thank you, Lord God, that I have sown seed. Give and it shall be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into my bosom. Father, I thank you and praise you for that right now. And number seven, I avoid strife and unforgiveness. James 3, 16, Mark 11, 25 and 26. And so that is what you do in making a withdrawal from your heavenly account. Now, I'm going to read this to you. This is how they prayed. This is how they prayed. And again, you can get this online at kcm.org, and it's good. You get these things and you sit down with your family and you go through them together. You go through the ministry tool offer that we're making to you this week about the 10-day action plan for complete financial breakthrough, that you can have your own 10 days with your family, sitting down with that book, sitting down with these outlines, and you can pray this same prayer that Kenneth and Gloria prayed. Listen to this. And I got this from what he preached and what he's written. Father, in the name of Jesus, we make a withdrawal of, and then there's a blank for the amount, from our heavenly bank account. We have this money in our account, and we are withdrawing this amount now. We believe, we receive, and then you write in the amount there. And then as in Mark 11, 23, 24, we believe it in our hearts. We confess it now that it is ours in the name of Jesus. We agree that we have this amount according to Matthew 18, 19. From this day forward, we roll the care of this over onto you and we thank you for it. Satan, we take authority over you. We bind your operation now and we render you helpless. Ministering spirits, we charge you to go forth and cause this amount to come to us according to Hebrews 1:14. And Father, we praise your name for meeting our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus and for multiplying our seed for sowing in the name of Jesus. That's the prayer that they prayed. That is the path that they took. And so I encourage you, families, you take advantage of all of these materials. You have your very own. You announce to your husband, you come in and you say, tomorrow we are beginning 10 days of prosperity in this household. And we're taking Brother and Sister Copeland's book and we're taking Pastor George's notes and we're going to sit down together and we're going to immerse. Instead of watching TV at night, we're going to have our own service at home. We're going to go through this material. We're going to pray. We're going to seek the Lord and we're going to see God move in our behalf. You have an account in heaven. And so many don't realize that it's there, but praise God, you do now. You know that it's there, and you have every right to partake of what God has for you in that account. That concludes our third lesson. Wow, I'm ready to make some withdrawals. How about you? Now listen, don't forget the downloads. They're all ready for you. Call in your harvest is our next lesson. Most people don't realize it is their responsibility to harvest their crop. We'll learn how to do this. But until then, this is Pastor George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.